Well, the defeat is obviously the hardest part because we didn't deserve that. There's no question about it. You know, for every man that was on the pitch, I thought they put in a great shift. They worked extremely hard. I thought we were the best team. And it's not a biased remark. I just, you know, I think the evidence is there. The only disappointing thing is that we didn't finish them off because we had enough opportunities, clear opportunities today. We just didn't get that final touch and that final finish which was required to win the game. And the goal that we conceded is, you know, it's really disappointing from the ref's point of view because he's give not a lot of free kicks away. And for both teams, he's allowed a lot to go on in on the pitch. And then the softest of anything was the ball across. Tom knew he's read it well. He's leant forward just to let usher it out. Not one of their players around, and we've looked on the DVD, appealed for a penalty. So that tells you, it gives you an indication that they didn't think there was anything there. So it's a pretty soft penalty to be given. But then again, we say, well, if you get a penalty, make sure you're on your toes. You just never know. Sam might pull off a save. And I thought they reacted quicker than we did. I don't know whether the players accepted and thought it was just going to be a goal, when you should have a little bit more faith in Sam, because he's done that many times. And I suppose I'm picking, you know, a minute of disappointments. But, you know, the players put in a fantastic shift today. You know, when we keep stressing to the players, it's not all going to be doom and gloom. If the performances are there, the wins will follow. Where we've got to do it, is we've got to do it at home, and we've got a batch of games now coming up thick and fast at home, and that's where it's going to determine whether we stay in this division or not. Our away form has been good, and I don't, you know, there's no way I'm going to turn around and say, well, we're just going to solely do it on our away form. We've got to do it at home. That's when it's going to count, and this is where we've got the batch of games, and we've got to try and max out as much as we possibly can. And with the performances and belief that's in the camp, I believe we'll do it.
Akpo Sodji had three good opportunities. How's he after the game?
Well, he needs a goal, that's for sure. You know, I know him well enough, and when he gets his first goal, he seems to go on a run of games where he scores. And he's a confidence player, because there's no doubt about it. Strikers are like that. You know, they get the first goal and your goals start to follow. And he's snatched at a couple today, but he's got to be in the right place to miss them. And he certainly was in the right place. His finishing didn't go with his positional sense, but you know, if he's getting in the right positions, it'll come. And the one thing that we've got to believe in, that he will score goals for us, and he can. Same with Carl, but everybody else has got to contribute as well. And we've all had opportunities to date to stick the ball in the back of the net.
But you felt that your team were the better team today?
Oh yeah, I'd like to think you would agree on that one as well. You know, we've been the best side.
Yep.
First 10 minutes, I thought it was a bit slow. We took about 10 minutes to get into the game, but after that, I just thought we bossed the midfield. I thought our two midfield players were excellent today against a good midfield from Crewe. But, you know, performances at the back were solid. We looked as solid as ever. Didn't look like we were going to concede today. So, you know, we're going in the right direction. You know, obviously we've got to swallow the disappointment of not getting anything out of the game. And, you know, we've been on a good run of form, but the results need to follow. And that means our home form now has to now pick up. And that's where our Achilles heel has been in the past. But now we've got to put that right. And if we do that right, then, you know, we'll be OK.
They brought on a couple of substitutions, didn't they, in the second half? And people might suggest, and we've been talking about this in the commentary today, when you look to your bench, with the greatest of respect, you don't have necessarily always have the depth to be able to change the game, do you?
No.
How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, you're correct in that sense. You know, when you look at the bench, we've got six on the bench. You know, one's a YT at 16. And, you know, so we are limited. However, the squad of players that we have, they're all good enough.
Yeah.
But, you know, I agree with you that we haven't got that depth. But that's not, we're not going to gripe about it. That's what we've got. And we've got great belief in each other that we can get it right. And the performance of the players, you couldn't ask for any more.